This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today visited the Gulfspec labor camp and met Indian workers in Kuwait. The Prime Minister reached Kuwait City this afternoon on a two-day visit to the West Asian country. He received a warm welcome on his arrival and was received by Kuwait's first Deputy Prime Minister, Sheikh Fahad Yusuf Saud As-Sabah, and several other ministers and dignitaries at the airport. Members of the Indian diaspora also welcomed the Prime Minister. Mr. Modi met with 101-year-old former IFS officer Mangal Sen Handa in Kuwait City. The Prime Minister also met Abdullah Al-Barun, who has translated both the Ramayana and Mahabharata into Arabic, and Abdul Latif Al-Nisf, who has published their Arabic versions. The Prime Minister had previously acknowledged their cultural contributions in his monthly Mann Ki Baat radio address. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that his visit will strengthen the India-Kuwait friendship across various sectors. Later today, the Prime Minister will attend the opening ceremony of the 26th Arabian Gulf Cup as a special guest of the Emir of Kuwait. Tomorrow, Mr. Modi will be accorded a ceremonial guard of honour at the Bahia Palace, following which he will be holding separate meetings with the Emir of Kuwait and the Crown Prince of Kuwait. There will be delegation-level talks with the Prime Minister of Kuwait as well. This visit marks the first visit of an Indian Prime Minister to the Gulf nation in 43 years. It aims to strengthen bilateral ties and enhance cooperation in various sectors. In his departure statement, the Prime Minister said that India deeply values the historical connection with Kuwait that has been nurtured over generations. He added that both the nations are not just strong trade and energy partners, but also have shared interest in peace, security, stability and prosperity in the West Asia region. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has asked the NABARD, RBI and Northeastern Development Finance Corporation Limited to formulate separate guidelines for finance for the Northeast. He said as the region possesses a distinct topography, there cannot be a uniform guideline for the entire country. Addressing the Northeast Bankers Conclave 2024 at Agartala today, Mr. Shah expressed confidence that the region will break all previous records in terms of attracting investment inflow. He said that it is the national duty to ensure progress and development of the northeastern region as it possesses immense potential. The Home Minister stated that the region will become a gateway for developed India. Addressing the 72nd plenary of Northeastern Council earlier in the day, Mr. Shah said that Prime Minister Modi has brought the region at the focal point. Establishment of peace is the most important thing that has happened in the region. The 55th GST Council meeting concluded in Jaisalmer in Rajasthan under the chairmanship of Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. Chief Ministers of Goa, Haryana, Jammu Kashmir, Meghalaya and Orissa, Deputy Chief Ministers of Arunachal Pradesh, Bihar, Madhya Pradesh and Telangana, and Finance Ministers from the states and Union Territories participated in the meeting. Several important issues were discussed related to GST and tax slab in the meeting. Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda today held a virtual meeting with Chief Ministers and Health Ministers of all states and UTs on the government's 100-day intensified TB elimination campaign. Mr. Nadda requested the support of Chief Ministers to monitor the progress of the campaign. He also encouraged the support of members of legislative assemblies and councils to ensure community mobilization. Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil inaugurated Climate Smart Agro-Textile Demonstration Centre at Navsari in Gujarat today. Addressing the occasion, Mr. Patil emphasised the critical role of agro-textiles in improving crop productivity, conserving resources and enabling sustainable farming. He urged the farmers to visit the demonstration centre and integrate agro-textile technologies into their practices for enhanced agricultural outcomes. In Western India Slam Squash Asian Games double bronze medalist Anahat Singh has advanced to the finals of women's singles. Anahat beat Egypt's Noor Khafagi. She will face her Indian compatriot top seed Akansha Salunkhe in the finals tomorrow. Earlier, in other semi-final of women's singles, top seed Akansha Salunkhe defeated Egypt's fifth seed Jana Swaifi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.